Despite being in his early 30s, Martin Mucha is already a successful Czech businessman in New York. Many locals may know Igloo, the real estate website that he co-founded, which claims to be the largest source of verified home listings in the Big Apple. Apart from looking into ways of expanding and innovating the company, Mr. Mucha also plays an active role in the city's Czech community. Tom McEncrow recently had the chance to catch up with him and began by asking Mr. Mucha when he first decided to become an entrepreneur.
I actually decided to be an entrepreneur when I was 8. And it was on Christmas Eve, and I watched a movie called Trading Places. It's a great movie. It's a comedy. I was like, well, you know, this is what I want to do. And kind of, you know, I kind of studied, you know, towards that. I was always interested in business. I think, you know, I'm primarily interested, I think, you know, generally in my case, I love history, biographies, I love math. It's kind of, it's perfect logical, makes sense to me. So that was what I wanted to do. I went to Austria, studied there, the law, the business school, studied business with concentrations finance, which I liked. And during my studies, I had a chance to go to China, where I studied in Beijing and Shanghai, which was a really great experience. I ended up spending almost 2 years in Asia, back and forth, and got to US sort of by an accident. I did an internship for a private equity group for 4 months. Then I left, and they called me to come back for 2 weeks to be their project manager. Got back and sort of never left. And I kind of thought, you know, you should kind of keep always learning. And I wanted to take some additional courses. So that's why I took some of them at Harvard, because I said it would be interesting for me. But I kind of keep learning, you know, every day. So I didn't stop, really.
So you were sort of an entrepreneur in your blood already. Or did you, for example, meet some people, I don't know, in Shanghai or Harvard who had the same idea and that's how you came to Igloo? Or was this something you had been sure of for quite a long time, that there's this gap? Or
I think I'm kind of always sort of entrepreneurial, but I think with Igloo, no, I think I was really in New York. I was working for private equity, looking into real estate primarily. And back in days, I said, well, this would be a great idea. That would be a good thing to do. And I like technology. I like automating processes. And I was thinking this would be great. And it kind of took me quite some time to put it together, find the right people, find the right amount of capital, which you realize you kind of never have enough. And that's sort of how we put it together.
I guess to start a business like that, you need some programming skills. You need to know people with that. Did you have that, or did you come across those people?
So I think, you know, I don't have programming skills. So I don't program. I think I understand how technology works, and I can kind of fairly imagine, you know, let's say how the process, you know, should be, because you have to understand the business rules. And I think we found some great people. So I think we actually work here together with people in the Czech Republic. I think we have a great talent over here. And then we have now more people in the US who have been also business for a long time. So I'm primarily kind of, you know, looking into the vision and kind of where the real estate is sort of heading.
That's interesting. So you say you hired Czech programmers in the beginning, or?
Yes, so we started with a Czech team. So we started with a group called NU+. It used to be called User Technologies back in days. And I was introduced to them through the Czech consulate in New York, and they have been great since then.
You may have finished your studies, but you're also actively supporting Czech students in America. Am I right? And how are you doing that?
So I think, you know, I will say generally interested in you know, non-for-profit activities. I think it's something important to me personally. And I was approached last year by the Czech community in the U.S. to become a treasurer for an American fund for an Czechoslovak leadership studies, which was established back in the 40s by the first ambassador of Czechoslovakia to the United Nations. They are really supporting talented kids in the Czech Republic, and kind of they bring them to the U.S. to, an, you know, top schools like Cornell or so, Princeton. And they have sort of 4 to 6 weeks a program over there. They kind of, you know, learn new things, and then they kind of come back.
Let's talk a bit more about your business. One interesting thing about Igloo is that you put a lot of work into giving brokers a chance to personalize their profiles. So why this specific effort? Why is that important for brokers?
I think a lot of companies today are trying to see how to eliminate brokers altogether. And that is something we don't want to do, and we don't really believe in. We believe in sort of empowering both the end consumer, which could be a renter, buyer or seller, but also empowering the broker who is really representing or should be representing the needs of the buyer or seller. So there's a big difference between Czech Republic and the US. In the Czech Republic, there is only one broker who represents the seller, whereas in the US, we have a co-brokering system where we have one broker representing the buyer and one representing the seller. And we truly believe that empowering the broker to do a better job, it's a good thing.
In an article I read about you earlier, you said that you're working to incorporate artificial intelligence and blockchain, for example, into your business. I was wondering, how's that going? Have you already done something like that? Or what sort of projects are you working on that are incorporating the latest innovations?
We are definitely using both. I think we are starting using both technologies. On the artificial intelligence, we are building an end-to-end platform. We will be kind of a presenting brand new platform in the end of September, early October this year. So the old one which you currently see will be completely replaced by something brand new. So we are using AI to sort of, you know, automate a lot of the processes and for example, on a CRM, customer relationship software, yeah. We are kind of, you know, looking into it, kind of really automating and really understanding what's happening. And if you really get to an end-to-end platform, you get a lot of interesting data which you can really play with. So that's on the AI. On the blockchain, that's definitely another interesting area for us, because we believe that the whole process, not all of it, but most of it can be really automated, but automated to the way that actually you can really sign your lease and make a payment on a monthly basis, or a sign and sales agreement, a purchase agreement of the asset, whereas a blockchain would be a good feature to have primarily for transparency, security, and that's the direction we are heading.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but sort of general understanding is that the New York real estate market is very expensive and very, very dynamic. I was just wondering, are you planning to expand outside of New York anytime soon? Have you already done so? And would it be just in America or also Europe?
We are looking into expanding to other places. Currently, we are in, you know, New York City. I think very interesting. New York City represents 15 to 18% of all real estate transactions in the United States as one city. So we don't need to really run anywhere far anytime soon. But we are definitely planning to expand to another regions in the U.S. I would say fairly soon. So we are now expanding to Long Island, which is sort of an extension of New York, Westchester, which is also part of New York State. So I think really getting there, that's one. Then we have some potential a partnership in Canada, and we are right now exploring some expansion to Europe, but in different way. We are probably going to have a partnerships, because I think a real estate is sort of a hyper-local, and you need sort of hyper-local knowledge. So we would either expand as an Igloo brand, or we, as a technology company, we might be interested to sort of a license white label solutions for the markets.
So let's just imagine Igloo expands to Prague as the brand. What sort of new stuff could it bring to the real estate market in Prague? Is it what you mentioned about the brokers, or just simply your specific type of platform? Or is there something you'd really say, like, this would be a big addition to the progress?
Well, you know, we still have to study more the Czech market, because it's, again, works differently than in the US. So we are kind of in early stage, and we just kind of look here. I haven't been here in 4 years, and I think we could still bring a lot here, kind of looking what is currently out there, you know, having a good partner in a Czech Republic. I think we can really bring high quality tools for a real estate agents on individual basis, team basis, brokerage basis, as well, basically, as sort of having the whole platform for the end user. Whereas, you know, the new features we'll be announcing later this year, I think, would be very interesting, because we have much more advanced search than what you currently see on the site. Very deep analytical tools, which we would have to develop for Czech Republic. We have collaborative environment, which is native chat, so you can kind of exchange documents, book appointments, sign documents with DocuSign or some other solutions, payments. So actually there would be quite a lot we could bring here, something which I think it's not really here today.
What about when it comes to the ease of starting your business? I mean, people often say here it's much harder. Would you say that's true? And is that really the big hindrance, would you say, for example, to the economy or something?
There's a huge difference between the US and Europe. I say it like this, for living conditions, for living standards, I think for the ordinary people, for the middle class, Europe is definitely a better place. Better healthcare, better education, better environment, better nutrition, I think it's better. In terms of business, I think in the US is better. It's hard to judge how difficult it is here comparison to US, but in the US it's very easy to start an LLC, and it's sort of easy, you know, you fail and you start again, and, you know, it's really entrepreneurial culture. You know, here kind of, you know, you fail and people judge you because you made a mistake and it didn't work out, and it's much tougher. And I think it's also a much sort of a younger environment. So I think there are still a lot of laws, regulations, which kind of, you know, would be modified, you know, for years to come.
So there's, If there's, let's say, 3 points you think would be most useful to bring in from America to the Czech Republic, what would they be? When it comes to, supporting entrepreneurship and stuff like that.
I really think it's just not about bringing stuff from here, but I think it's generally the mentality here has to change. If you think about it, I think the Czech Republic was really badly damaged by communism, and a very long period of time. And it just takes time for, and takes generations to recover from that and kind of change the mentality.
But at the same time, you're saying that in Europe, there just is a sort of generally different approach. I mean, you said if for the middle class, it's more comfortable.
I think way too comfortable. Very, way too
So
comfortable.
isn't it, will that change over the generations, or is it just a sort of European style of doing things?
It's tough to say. I think, well, it's a, Europe, it's doing things differently than US. I think in terms of business, the big advantage of US, it's sort of one unified a market. Everybody speaks the same language, and it's very easy to do kind of do and business, across the whole United States. Makes it sort of, easier. If you start business in the Czech Republic, you're in Czech and you kind of scale in the Czech Republic, then you have to kind of sort of generally change the mentality. There's a US mentality, but it's not like a European mentality. There is a Czech mentality, there is an Italian mentality, German mentality. And kind of, it's sort of, it's at a different business rules in different places.
Interesting, yeah. So, although the European integration may be happening, there's still all these sort of little cultural differences.
I mean, let's think about it. Like, and
But
if you are
then,
in the US, people
but.
tell you, said, I'm American, American first.
Yeah.
And then you are New Yorker, from other places. And here in Europe, you don't say I'm European. You say I'm Czech, I'm French, I'm Spanish.